Listen, what is a miracle? A miracle is a correction. It does not create nor really change at all. It merely looks on devastation and reminds the mind that what it sees is false. It undoes error, but does not attempt to go beyond perception nor exceed the function of forgiveness. Thus, it stays within time's limits, yet it paves the way for the return of timelessness and love's awakening, for fear must slip away under the gentle remedy that it brings. A miracle contains the gift of grace, for it is given and received as one, and thus it illustrates the law of truth that the world does not obey because it fails entirely to understand its ways. A miracle inverts perception, which was upside down before, and thus it ends the strange distortions that were manifest. Now is perception open to truth. Now is forgiveness seen as justified. Forgiveness is the home of miracles. The eyes of Christ deliver them to all they look upon, in mercy and in love. Perception stands corrected in his sight, and what was meant to curse has now come to bless. Each lily of forgiveness offers all the world the silent miracle of love, and each is laid before the Word of God upon the universal altar to Creator and creation in the light of perfect purity and endless joy. The miracle is taken first on faith, because to ask for it implies the mind has been made ready to conceive of what it cannot see and does not understand. Yet faith will bring its witnesses to show that what it rests on is really there. And thus the miracle will justify your faith in it and show it rests on a world more real than what you saw before, a world redeemed from what you thought was there. Miracles fall like drops of healing rain from heaven on a dry and dusty world where starved and thirsty creatures come to die. Now they have water. Now the world is green, and everywhere the signs of life spring up to show that what is born can never die, for what has life has immortality.
So,
I think
non-traveler, here we go.
Every morn my memory strays across the sea where flying fishes play.
This is a dream sequence. About Avalon. We're dreaming.
Beside the bay.
and I sail away. I dream upon an Avalon from dusk till dawn.
So I guess I'll travel on. Can you imagine what it's like?
Every morn my memory strays across the sea where flying fishes play. And as the night is falling, I find that I'm recalling that blissful and thrilling day.
Here we go.
I left my love
in Avalon.
Beside the bay.
Sailed away.
And I
sailed away.
I dream upon an Avalon from dusk till dawn.
So I'm going to talk to you. About miracles. I'm going to talk to you about a dream sequence that we can have with the great story of Avalon, with the great story of a place in the world where we can look together at the idea within our dreams that we're whole and perfect as we were created, and that in that perfection we will discover ourselves in a new picture of light that reflects in us an Avalon. One of the ancient traditions, one of the most that we have, that has been told by man since the beginning of time, is the simple idea that there's a place, all right, somewhere, and it's often represented as being on Earth, where you can come and find the joy and happiness that we're offering to you in the idea that from this time on, when we came into this idea of a dream sequence that we're performing, you'll be able to see with me. All right. Can you imagine what that will be like? Can you imagine what it's like? Here, listen with me. Listen with me. Listen. Can you imagine what it means to have no cares and no worries and no anxiety, but merely to be perfectly calm and quiet all the time? Yet that is what time is for, to learn just that and nothing more. God's teacher cannot be satisfied with his teaching until it constitutes all your learning. He has not fulfilled his teaching function until you have become such a consistent learner that you learn only of him. When this has happened, you will no longer need a teacher or time in which to learn. One source of perceived discouragement from which you may suffer is your belief that this takes time, and that the result of the Holy Spirit's teaching are far in the future. This is not so. Once more, this is not so, for the Holy Spirit uses time in his own way and is not bound by it. Time is his friend in teaching. It does not waste him as it does you, and all the waste that time seems to bring with it is due but to your identification with what you think of yourself as an ego, which uses time to support its belief in destruction. Yourself, the self-identity of you, like the Holy Spirit, uses time to convince you of the inevitability of the goal and end of teaching. Now, to your ego, the goal is death, which is its end. But to the Holy Spirit, the goal is life, which has no end.
What care I who makes the laws of a nation? Let those who will take care of its rights and wrongs. What care I who cares for the world's affairs? As long as I can sing its popular songs.
Here we go. Listen.
Let me sing a funny song with crazy words that roll along.
And none if my song
can start you laughing,
I'm happy.
So happy.
So happy.
Let me sing a sad refrain of broken hearts that love in vain. And if my song can start you crying,
I'm happy.
Let me croon a low-down blues to lift you out of your seat. If my song can reach your shoes and
stop you tapping your feet,
I'm happy. Let me sing of Dixie's charms, cotton fields and Mammy's arms. And if my song can make your home say I'm happy. Let me croon a low-down blues.
This is a miracle.
Out of your seat. If my song,
it's a miracle about you.
Start you tapping your feet.
I'm happy.
Let me sing of Dixie's charms.
Those can feel my mammy's arms.
And if my song can make your home say I'm happy.
I want you to be happy with an idea that you're entering into a different continuum of time. Where just a moment ago, when you came in, listen.
Of Dixie's charms, cotton fields, and Mammy's arms. And if my song can make you homesick, I'm happy.
Sometimes, when you first enter in to the idea that you're watching a reflection of a hologram of light, okay, you begin within your dream sequence to wonder what it is and where you are, all right? Now, the idea of the certainty of the concept that the thought that you're having is about you, the thought that you're having is only going to be what's happening in your mind. All right, can you see that? Now, the idea that we're going to journey out into the universe, the idea of the excitement of the feature, of the notation of the miracle, are going to lead you right back to where the whole thing starts. To where the whole thing started. Here's where it started.
The bird with feathers of blue is waiting for you.
Tell me when.
Back in your own baggage.
beautiful.
You see your castle, it's Spain. Through your window pane, back in your own backyard.
If you go to the east,
oh, you can go to the
go
east.
Go to the west.
Go to the west.
Someday you'll wind.
Someday you'll come.
Where your heart,
back where you started from, you'll find your happiness lies.
Right under your arms, tell me where.
Back in your own backyard.
As a teacher of God, you begin to recognize the necessity of a space-time episode, that what's going on here is the same as what's going on out in the universe. Can you see that? Here we go.
Oh, you can go to the east, go to the west. Someday you'll come.
You're gonna mind.
Weary at heart, back where you started from, you'll find your happiness lies.
Can you see this with me? As you begin to look around, suddenly the hologram of light that you were using is changing right in front of you. Is changing right in front of you. Look. The idea of the perception of your mind in viewing this idea of a hologram of light that's going to give you a new definition of what's contained within your mind so that you can recognize that the entirety and the cause of it is only in your idea about yourself that is being altered continually by a space-time location that looks for a definition of itself within a dream sequence. That is, the projection of the light that I'm seeing out there, all right, as I look at you, are actually how I feel about myself in my relationship with you. Now, the idea of the certainty that there is one self are the nature of what we teach within the fabric of the dream sequence, where we recognize that it's a dream. We recognize that we've been dreaming in Avalon about the idea, okay, of what we can do, of what we can do.
I didn't want to do it.
You made me love you.
You made me want to.
All the time you knew it.
And all the time you knew it.
You knew it.
I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes.
You made me glad.
But there were times, baby.
Tell me about it.
You made me feel so bad. You made me cry, Mom.
I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you. I need some love.
I want some love.
That's true. Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
You know I do. Come on.
Give me what I cry for.
You know you got the kind of
kisses that I die for.
Here you go.
You know you made.
Here's a miracle for you. Watch it change now. Watch it change. Boy, you look good. Huh? You took this job. You accepted this assignment in a particular way because you were in a place
where you didn't know who you were, why you were here, or how you got here. And this is the answer that you're being given in the certainty of what it is in regard to you. Are you ready? Listen.
You made me cry, for I didn't want to tell you. I didn't
want to
tell you.
I need some love.
I want some love.
That's true.
That's true. Yes, I do. Indeed, I do. You know I do.
Gimme.
Gimme, 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 gimme.
What I cry for.
You know you got the kind of kisses that I die for. You know you made me love you. I didn't want to tell you, I didn't want to tell you, I want some love,
that's true,
that's true. Yes I do, indeed I do,
you know I do.
Gimme, 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 what I cry for, you know you got the kind of kisses that I die for, you know you made me love you.
We're going to spend just a few more minutes together. Then we have a break that's going to last for a long period of time. And when I come back, we'll be in a different sequence than what we were in momentarily. And the important factor of that in the idea of a miracle is that if it's going to be different, it will be entirely different. And it will give you an insight into the idea of what was in your individual mind as you awaken from the dream, as you awaken from the dream, and the idea that in Avalon, okay, the story of you, okay, in the idea of the miracle of a provision for you in a particular idea of a dream sequence in your own mind, I let you see that this dream, okay, the dream that you're going to have, is going to offer you a solution in a momentary recognition of someone that while you're still dreaming, right, the dream will have in it a new mission of why you have come here, with an answer to escaping out into the universe where you won't be bound. No, you couldn't get it by going out there. You got it by coming back in and recognizing your own responsibility for what's going on here. And as you find that responsibility, you're going to be very happy with the idea of the love that I'm feeling for us in our exchange of the notation of a dream that is going to allow us to say and see together that in the sequence of the dream, okay, we are able to recognize that the new part that we intend to play within the sequence of the cause and effect relationship will let me, in my mind, offer you our mind in the simple recognition that all of us are coming from the same mind. All of us are coming from the same mind. All of us are coming from the same mind. As we see together our relationship, the idea that in this new dream we're going to recognize each other. This is a time that has been set for you within the idea of the mind training to let you see the truth of what's actually occurring here now. Listen with me. You listen with me. You listen.
This is a memory, especially for you.
Oh, how we danced on the night. We were wed, we vowed our true love, though a word wasn't said.
Listen.
The world was in bloom, there were stars in the skies, except for the few that were there. In your eyes, dear, as I held you close in my arms, angels were singing a hymn to your charms, to hearts gently beating, murmuring low, darling, I love you so. The night seemed to fade in the blossoming dawn, the sun shone anew.
In your dream sequence,
but the dance
you're having an anniversary of remembrance.
Could we but recall that sweet moment sublime, we'd find that our love is unaltered by time.
Yes, it's a memory deep within you. Suddenly becomes clear within the dream sequence.
To fade in a blossoming dawn, the sun shone anew, but the dance lingered on. Could we but recall that sweet moment sublime, we'd find that our love is unaltered by time.
I'm glad you're still here. When you have a signal coming out in the universe to come to a particular space and time, you find that you will respond to it in a positive way if what we teach fundamentally is true, that all is memory of yourself, and all of it has already occurred within this interlude of space-time. Do you see that? In other words, in the miracle idea of yourself, you suddenly go, oh, and you know. Suddenly you go, oh, I remember. I remember.
I remember.
Oh, sure. I remember you. Oh, I remember you. I remember the way that you and I decided that we would chance the notation of the possibility that there could be an alternative to what appeared to be going on in this place of desolation, in this place of unhappiness, in this place of pain and death, where all of a sudden there appeared out of nowhere, okay, a miracle of my mind in regard to a certainty that there was another location out in the universe that I could remember as having originated in the idea of how I got here, in the idea of how I got here. Listen with me. Listen just a moment to the idea that the hologram of light in the reflection that you're getting will show you suddenly you're in an entirely different place. Listen with me. Listen. The Holy Spirit is invisible, but you can see the results of His presence. And through them, you will learn that He is there. What He enables you to do is clearly not of this world, for miracles violate every law of reality as this world judges it. Every law of time and space, of magnitude and mass, is transcended. For what the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, enables you to do is clearly beyond all of them. Perceiving His results, you will understand where He must be and finally know what He is. The idea that you can actually do this are indications that the time in which you will do it is here and now. Since this is going to be the time in which it is performed within the idea that as an invention of your mind in a past and future reference, you can't seem to grasp the notation of escaping out into the universe. Listen, listen to me just a little more. Time is not relevant. It can occur with something past, present, or anticipated. The something can be anything and anywhere. A sound, a sight, a thought, a memory, and even a general idea without specific reference. Yet in every case, you join it without reservation because you love it and would be with it. And so you rush to meet it, letting your limits melt away, suspending all the laws your body obeys and gently setting them aside. I'm going to try it with you. What's occurring and occurs on this video is suddenly a shift that occurs in the hologram of light that physically gives you a difference in the idea of what you were. Now, there's no question that you're still yourself. The fundamental teaching of the self-recognition that you are the requirement in the certainty that self, all right, is what reality is. That is, I'm going to be myself no matter what appears to happen to me physically within the hologram of light in which I manifest myself. All right. Now, for just a moment, here, watch with me. I may have a moment of fear. Why? The distance between the past and the future reference is going to be here and now. It's going to be here and it's going to be now. Phew, there, that's frightening. Here, it's going to be here and now. Huh, that's frightening, don't be afraid. The nature of you in the idea of death or termination of your concept of yourself are very simply why you're here. But it seems as though you just keep repeating it over and over again in the idea of yourself. Listen, listen with me now. Listen just to a little more about how valuable this will be with you. Look at it. Yeah. Huh. There's nothing to be afraid of. Yeah. Did you see that? That continuation of yourself was actually not different than this. The distance that you represent between you are ideas that you're holding in your mind within the dream sequence of what you want to be true, of what you want to be true about yourself. Listen. Listen with me. There is no violence at all in this escape. The body is not attacked, but simply properly perceived. It does not limit you merely because you would not have it so. You are not really lifted out of it. It cannot contain you. You go where you would be, gaining, not losing, a sense of self. In these instances of release from your physical restrictions, you experience much of what happens in the holy instant, the lifting of the barriers of time and space, the sudden experience of peace and joy, and above all, the lack of awareness of the body and of the questioning whether or not all of this is possible. We're together here, and we're in a discussion about a scenario of a story that you're hearing in regard to the possibility that a new script to you is about to be performed by you in a sudden appearance from out in the universe, okay? And you're suddenly going to hear it within the framework of this.
Say, Bert, I want you to play this song for me, one verse and two choruses. And the second chorus gets kind of little, sentimental, I see.
Well, you're screwy. This is a ballad.
Well, what's the matter with it?
It's a ballad.
Well, it's a ballad. You can't sing it. I can't sing a ballad.
I can't sing a ballad?
Screwy, but many a screwy guy has sung a ballad. Go and play it.
You bet I can do it. Let's do it together.
Love and depend on a moonlight for a love affair. Baby depend on mother. All that tender care.
Wow.
Love will depend on sunshine and the morning dew.
Huh.
Each thing depends.
This is a good job.
Can I?
Are you ready?
Depend on you.
Here we go.
I could be happy. I could be sad. I could be goody. I could be bad. It all depends on you.
Huh.
I could be lonely out in a crowd. I could be humble, yes, and I could be proud. It all
depends on you.
I could save money, or I could spend it.
I could go on living, or end it.
You're
to blame, honey.
For what I do.
My dear.
I know that. I could be beggar, or I could be king. I could be almost any old thing. It all depends on you.
Here we go.
I could be happy. I could be sad. I could be good. Oh, so good, or I could be bad.
It depends.
It all depends.
It depends on you.
On you. I could be lonely. Oh, so lonely in a crowd. And I could be humble. Humble and deaf, and I could be proud. Why? It all depends on you. Just you.
Here we go.
I could save money.
Go right on living.
For you, I
can
go on living, or I'll end it. Why, you're to blame. You're to blame, honey.
Can you see the light?
For what I do. I could be bigger, or I could be king. Oh, God, I could be any old thing. Why, it all depends on you.
A new visionary concept of my body that has been altered in the idea of training my mind systematically to a spontaneous miracle where suddenly I discover to my amazement that I'm whole and perfect as I was created, as I'm whole and perfect as I was created in the idea of the remission of the idea of the sickness and pain that I felt. Suddenly in my mind, I discover a new reflection of myself, all right? It's not gonna hurt you. This is the mind training. This is a point that you intend to reach in regard to the spontaneous transformation of your body transformation. Listen with me. Listen just a little bit to how this works here. All healing is miraculous. Spontaneous remission is a spontaneous admission that you're not what a sick and dying body is, but perfect as God created you. Here you are. The body is a product of your unreal conceptual self-identity. In other words, what you think you are is a reflection of a light that somebody else is agreeing that he's a reflection of his light, and you set up a factor of an idea of a body formulation that couldn't possibly be real. When you look out in the universe at the billions of stars and billions of galaxies, and suddenly you see standing next to you the idea of a reflection of light, okay, that you know perfectly well is a new you emerging, even though you appear to still be a body. Here, listen with me. Listen with me. Remember, the body is a product of your unreal conceptual self-identity. Since you are causeless, the body has no causation. It can be neither sick, nor well, nor live, nor die. Sickness is a decision you have made. It is the mind and not the body that is sick. The resistance to recognizing this is enormous because the existence of the world as you perceive it depends on the body being the decision maker. At no time is the body real at all. It is always remembered or anticipated, but never experienced just now. It's always an idea that the thought that I brought with me when I came in here is a thought in my mind that I'm now projecting into the future and attempting to live in past and future ideas of what I think I am as a body. And I construct within that arrangement a moment where I actually don't exist at all. This is what we have been doing in our mind training. Listen. Listen with me. Remember, it's always remembered or anticipated, but never experienced just here and just now. The body's health is fully guaranteed because it is not limited by time, by weather, or fatigue, by food, or drink, or any laws that you make it serve before you came into this new sequence. You need do nothing now to make it well, for sickness has become impossible. As long as your brother consents to suffer, you will be unhealed. Now, we're going to talk about it just for a moment, because the guy that's out there insists that you must be sick, and if you're not be sick, you're going to be sick eventually. That way he separates himself from you in a reflection of light. Now, the power of mind for you and I to agree to a single wellness allows us to move within a space-time reference anywhere we want without making a limited connection of ourselves. Do you see that? In other words, if I have a thought of you as perfect within my own mind, obviously, at that moment, you're perfect. Now, in A Course in Miracles, this is called the holy instant of perfection. It's the distance between your past and your future relationship in which you now find yourself.
you now find yourself, and I'm going to make you listen to just a little more of it in the idea of what we're really attempting to do here. You want to listen with me? Listen to this. Listen to this. To connect this holy instant to the healing of your apparent body disease is much simpler to do than you heretofore suspected. It is, in fact, not a doing at all. You're always being healed completely each moment, despite your self-constructed objection. Remember, you are suffering from the disease of projected self-identity. All you need do is rise up and say, I have no use for this. I have no use for this, and there is no form of sickness that would not be cured at once. The world changes as you change your mind. Those who are healed become the instruments of healing, nor does time elapse between the instant they're healed and all the grace of healing given them along with you. We're going to show an experiment with you in the idea of the healing of ourself in a factor that in the new continuum of time that you find yourself, if it is indeed true that you are in a dream sequence of yourself, you suddenly appear to be well. The reason you appear to be well is that at any moment within your time cycle, it's impossible for you to be sick. You're always sick in a past or future relationship in which the identity of you can be denied by something that is actually within your own mind, and you use his mind to confirm your necessity to get old and sick and die. This is the entirety of our teaching in the miracle of you, all right, in the totality of the idea that at that moment, you're going to be whole and perfect. All right, listen to just a little bit more about this. Will you listen? Remember what we said? I have no use for this, and there's no form of sickness that is not cured at once. Don't allow the guy out there to be sick. For if he is, you have abandoned him to his own dream by sharing it with him. Healing is communication, because only minds communicate and bodies do not. Recognize that sickness is of the mind and has nothing at all to do with the body. What does this recognition cost? It costs the whole world that you see now. As you let yourself be healed, you see all those around you, or who cross your mind, or whom you touch, or those who seem to have no contact with you, are healed along with you. Could you but realize, for a single instant, the power of healing that the reflection of God shining in you can bring to all the world, you could not wait to make the mirror of your mind clean, to receive the image of holiness that heals the world. All mind is whole, and the belief that part of it is physical or not mind is a fragmentation or a sick interpretation of what you are within your own mind. We have just a few minutes left in the totality of the new concept that you have of yourself, in the new dream sequence that you now decided to enter into with me, in the totality of the idea that our minds are communicating and that it has nothing at all to do with our body formulation. Here, there you were. There you were. Did you see that? Now, the idea that you're suddenly making an appearance with me are the manner in which you represent yourself in my mind, with the love that we share with a single source of reality that we all are within the totality of ourselves.
there's one self, and I am that self, and I share that self with God in my mind, and that if I let you change the distance in the projection of my mind, will let you change within your relationship with me, will let you change in your relationship with me. Just singing along, and I'm singing the blues of the world.
I'm singing a song,
just singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, I just told the parson,
hey, come get ready to call.
Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm ready to call.
And
then I'm sitting on top of the world. Don't want any millions.
I'm getting my share. I've only got one suit, just one. That's all I can wear.
Look at this.
A bundle of money. Don't make me feel gay. A sweet little honey.
Here. See, I'm not a body.
And then
I'm sitting on top of the world. This is why suddenly you're recovering from your disease of distraction in not knowing who you are or why you're here or what you're doing. Because in this moment, you will know. Tell me about it. Now I'm having a fall.
Yeah, I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along.
I'll see you in a minute. Here. Look at.
And I'm quitting the blues of the world. I'm singing a song.
Here you go.
Yes, singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, just told the parson.
Hey, Pop, get ready to call. Hey. Are you excited about the prospect of it? Well, sure, why not? Why not? You're looking for a moment at somebody else who is undergoing a healing experience of his body.
I'm getting my share. I've only got one suit, just one. That's all I can wear. A bundle of money. Don't make me feel gay. A sweet little honey.
There you are.
Is making me sad.
This is a very famous video. It's coming from outside of this framework in our course in the miracle training of your mind.
And I'm quitting the blues of the world. I'm singing a song, yes, singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, just told the parson.
Hey, Pop, get ready to fall. Tell me.
Just like Humpty Dumpty.
I'm ready to call.
Yeah, I'm sitting.
This is healing. Now, you were feeling a little despondent, and suddenly you got a reason for being here. You're a miracle. You're a miracle along with me and the love that we're feeling for each other in this idea, all right? In this idea of love. In a reflection of light, in a hologram, we're suddenly right in front of us. It changes. It changes. It's changing. It's changing. It's changing each moment. Each moment it's changing. And we're changing with it. And we're changing with it. And we're changing with it. And we're changing. And we're very grateful for this happening of ourself in the reflection of light that you and I